Welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, I was in conversation with actor Cassandra Ebner, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's go to our Q&A with Ryan Brown. Check this out.
When you exercise or following a healthy lifestyle, it helps with your mental health as well. And that's like, you know, prescription, right? And But can you share with us, our viewers, a success story? We talked about the mountain climber, but is there another one you'd like to share?
Oh, sure. Where should I start? Success story. I've on my website, I have over 100 testimonials.
Wow.
And I'm trying to think of the best one. They're all really good. It's like they're all like, you know, I'm proud of all my clients, so it's hard to pick one. But yeah, I guess I used to help people with like a lot of like athletic show training, and so I don't do that as much anymore, but I helped like a lot of people that were you know, going through like a rough time, or you know, I try to get them to do like not necessarily a show, it could be like powerlifting, it could be. And so there's one person that stood out to me right now, and she lost like 30 pounds in like 90 days on one of my programs.
Wow.
It was significant, but she did everything I said to do, and she followed the program, and she got it. And I said, just keep it simple. And so she lost like, yeah, about two and a half pounds a week steadily, roughly for 90 days. Yeah.
So what is the mistake that people do when they want to lose weight or become, you know, stronger? Is that they don't have discipline or patience, or like how do you motivate them?
I motivate them by setting like realistic goals that anybody can get to. It's not, I don't want to like you know, make someone feel like they're flustered and they just got to show up because they got to rely on me. I want to teach them to do it on their own. So I'll just set like 1 week goal. This is all we're gonna do this week, and then you get that, and then we move on to the next one, and we move on to the next one. And so by the time a month or two or three tops kind of comes by, that they feel like they got this and they understand how their body works. They understand, you know, like this is how you get stronger. This is how you get more flexible. This is how you eat properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like being patient because it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want more information, where can they go, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, they can just contact me on my site, MrRyanBrown.com.
Yes.
RyanBrown.com wasn't open, so I had to go with Mr. There's no ego there. It's just, that was the only domain available.
Yes.
MrRyanBrown.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'd like you to come back on the show.
Hey, thanks so much. Yeah, it's an honor to be here. Thanks for your time. And
thank you, Ryan.
Thanks.
Okay. We'll be right back after this break. Joining me is Cassandra Ebner. She's an award-winning actor, stunt performer, and creator of the web series XP, and she's here today to talk about her multi-talented career and how she maintains a healthy lifestyle. Welcome to the show, Cassandra.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my goodness, so how are you?
I'm so good. I'm busy right now at 2020. It's been a good year for me in work, and so I'm happy to be here, but you know, keeping it alive, making sure I'm healthy, strong, and ready to keep going.
On that note, how do you maintain your stamina from, you know, being so busy?
I find that balance is really important. Eating is so important. That's like where I really concentrate a lot of my time into, is making sure I'm eating correctly so that I feel good the next day. And then also swimming is really great for me. Mm. If I can fit swimming in, that's amazing, and especially if you can do it before work or after work, and if you don't have time, then the next day you just try to find times to fit that in. And then I go to this amazing yoga place where it's a mixture of fitness and yoga in a hot room, which sounds kind of intense, but it's so good for cardio, it's so good for like feeling strong, and then also like good for, you know, shedding a few if you've not eaten properly. So
yes.
You know, we're all human.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how do you prepare for a stunt role? Like, is there, like, do you do a lot of gym workout? Like, tell us about that.
Yeah, so because our jobs are frequently, we are asked, like, within a week to 2 weeks, we always have to keep up our physical activity.
Yes.
So we have to be constantly doing it. It is our job to be working on that at all times. So you try to brush up on your skills. You try to do Like, I like to work on my fight scenes a lot with other people, or if I can, just on my own doing my kicks. So, like, I'll be at home and I'll just be working on my kicks and their form and stuff like that. And so that's, it's like regular that you're always working on these skills. Gymnastics, that's a really big one that you want to work on. I like doing parkour. That one's really fun for me. Oh. And so that's like a lot of footwork and like doing cool moves. Have you watched parkour before?
No, tell us about that.
Okay, so I'm not the like most amazing parkour person. There's way more amazing people on YouTube. You can look it up. It's amazing. People do like flips from so high to the ground on concrete. On concrete, yeah. Oh. And so there's this really awesome gym in Vancouver that I go to, and it's like you can do classes there, and they'll teach you how to Kong over things, which is where you put two hands on a block, and you bring both of your legs up. And you go over. There's like lots of fun things you can do with parkour. It's a lot of like jumping and flipping and.
Yeah. So what made you want to become a stunt performer?
I love action movies. I always have since I was little, and I loved like everything to do with entertainment. And so I was like, oh, if I can do anything in this film industry, I will be happy. And so I've been like a little girl at four, knowing I wanted to get in the film industry, and I did acting because I thought it was acting I wanted to do. And then when I got older, I found out about editing. And so I was editing my own little short films when I was 13 onward to 17. I was making my own YouTube videos. I became a YouTuber. And so this was my life. And then I was like, do I want to be in front of the camera? Do I want to be behind the camera? And I had all these skill sets and I didn't know where to fit them. And I played rugby and I loved movement. I loved anything activity-wise. And then I found out stunt performers were a thing. And I was like, this is where I want to be. And that's... Yes. How all my skills came together and why I became a stunt performer.
Wow, because it's mental, you have to be mentally fit, physically fit, mm-hmm. And how important is sleep?
So important, and I totally forget that all the time. I'm not the best person to tell you about sleep, but it is so important. I always forget, like, you have this really long week of work and you're wondering, why am I so tired? Like, what's going on? My muscles are fatigued, everything's fatigued. And then you realize all you need is maybe a nap or two, or maybe you need to get more than 7 hours of sleep. That's what your body needs.
Yes.
And I've been learning that. This has been my 2020 New Year resolution. More sleep.
And tell us about some of the roles that you're in. Like, I understand you were on a side of an airplane. Like, these are scary roles. Like, tell us, like, are you ever nervous, or how does, like...
Yeah, I think it's really important to realize that stunt people are human. We all have fears, and maybe some of these fears are totally different than regular fears. Yes. Like, I was just telling someone the other day that I'm more scared of dancing and singing in front of people than I am actually, like, getting lit on fire. So these are just, like, you know, yes. Priorities. But we've been training for a long time to make things look dangerous but be safe. Our jobs are about safety and making sure other people are safe as well as ourselves, and looking out for our partners and our well-being, our bodies, all this stuff. So we know that there's a certain amount of risk going into these things, but it's a calculated risk. We make sure that all the things are put in place for safety. And then on top of that, when we're going into doing the stunt, there's always a little bit of nervousness. If you aren't nervous, then you're not thinking of all the possibilities that could go wrong and thinking about the solutions to make those things not a problem. So there's always a little bit of nervousness. There's always something there. And if it's not there, then we say in stunts, you probably shouldn't be doing it if you aren't nervous.
Yes.
So it's like a little bit, but not too much to make it unsafe.
You are our role model. How does that make you feel for, you know, with women watching the show right now? What would you tell them? Because you're an actress, you're a creator, you're a producer, you're a stunt performer. What would you say?
Well, that's so kind of you to say. And if anyone out there is feeling like they don't have a voice, or that they have wanted to do something and they were scared to do it or didn't know how to do it, it doesn't hurt you to try. And I know that there's things out there that tell you try and you won't, or you would never know. It really is true, and I wouldn't have created my series Life XP if it wasn't for realizing that I could try. I think so many of us don't realize that we deserve the same amount as anyone else in the world. I realized, because I have a lot of surprisingly so, I might not seem like it, I'm very shy and very self-conscious of things, the things that I say. I think about them all the time, like, oh, how could I have said something better to someone else? And making Life XP was about me realizing, or at least trying to show myself, that I could do something just like anyone else. Mm-hmm. And so many people out there don't realize that they deserve something just as much as anyone else, or don't deserve something just as much as anyone else. We're all the same. And that's so important for everyone to hear. So that's what I would say.
Yes, and congratulations. You play Angela.
Yes.
And tell us about it. It's a game, video game?
Yes, so it's a video game series, and it's all based in virtual reality and reality. But it looks like real life because the technology is so advanced that it looks exactly like we look like right now. And so you can dive into each video game, and our character Angela, who has never played video games before, dives into all these video games, and you see what failure looks like and what how this video game affects her real life and her relationships with her mom, her best friend, and what adventures she goes on with her new friends inside the game. So the Angela is surprisingly based off of like my inner monologue in real life. She's super awkward. She doesn't know how to deal with life. And that is pretty much what's going on all the time in here. But there's another character in there that's everyone's favorite character, who's like the troll of the show. And if you don't know what troll is, look it up. Internet troll. It's a thing. There's another character in there, and he's based off of pretty much my other alter ego. So these two characters combined are also on the show. So there's a lot of my real life in this show. But I haven't told very many people that, because if they knew that, it would be a little bit embarrassing because of all the things they go through.
Well, they may know now.
They may know now. They're going to know now.
Yeah, so tell us the process. Like, how long did it take to get, you know, developed and become a web series?
So I broke my ankle on set, and I decided that that was the time to do my web series that I'd always wanted to make. So I started writing it, and it took me about 6 months to write because I'd never written something like this before. I did tons of like studying on like how to write stuff and watched web series online over and over again on repeat just to make sure that it was the perfect thing that I wanted. And then after that, I started applying for grants. And after I applied for a grant, we were one of 17 chosen across Canada to get funding to make it happen. That was the IPF, Independent Production Fund. You can look it up. It's an amazing program for people who are trying to make things happen. And so after that, we finished filming. And then it came out about 2 months ago, or a month ago, I think, all of it online. You can watch it now. And then that was about 2.5 years altogether.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you're award-winning. Tell us about some of the awards.
So I have a few awards with us today.
Yes.
I brought some of my favorites, which is Best Actress in a Comedy for Life XP.
Yes.
I'm going to show here. This is really cool. I cried when I got it, even though it was a comedy.
I want to touch.
They brought me up, and I assumed that they probably thought she's going to say something really funny, and all I did was cry and tell everyone how amazing they were. That was what I did.
That's wonderful.
And then my other award here is something I'm really proud of for working on the show Game of Thrones. I was a child of the forest, and for the scene where something happens to our favorite character, Hodor, we got an outstanding performance award for Game of Thrones.
Wonderful. And SAG, right?
SAG.
And what's the last one here? Oh, I like this one, but I will just quickly, I don't want to drop.
This is from the Artemis Film Festival.
Nice.
And I was honored and awarded, here, did you want to hold it?
Yes.
You look really good holding it. And it is this awesome power Wonder Woman of a statue. And this is their logo at Artemis Film Festival, who represent women in action, women in film, any stories done by women. It's really cool, and I was honored among some of the stunt legends in the world. There was Zoe Bell there, Heidi Moneymaker. There was some really cool people there. I was geeking out a lot, and I cried on stage again, because that's what I do.
And do you have a special place where you put these awards?
Yes, they're in my home on a shelf so that people can see them, because it's so pretty. You can't not look at that.
Well, it's just the beginning. And what's next for you, Cassandra?
So right now we are currently looking at doing a Life XP season 2. Mm-hmm. We have a couple projects that we're finishing up that we filmed 3 years ago, and then I'm also working on shows as an actress, as a stunt performer, and kind of seeing where everything takes me.
That's wonderful. And yeah. I'd love you to come back on the show.
I would love to be back.
Yes, and thank you so much, and congratulations. And people want more information, where can they go?
If you'd like more information on the Life XP series, you can go to www.lifexpseries.com. And if you'd like to follow me, you can find me, Cassandra Ebner, on the internet. Pretty much every username is either Cassandra.Ebner or Cassandra Ebner, all one word.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Joining me is Burnaby dentist Dr. Mark Wang, and he's here today to talk about dental and aging. Welcome back, Dr. Wang.
Nice to be here, Christine. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so today's topic, we're going to talk about dental and aging. And as runners, as we age, we have to change perhaps our program to prevent injury. And it's the same thing, you say about dental and aging, like we have to be careful of our teeth?
Absolutely, for sure. I mean, as we get older, the gums start to recede a little bit, and maybe we're on some medications that maybe dry our mouth out a little bit more. So, and sometimes people suffer from arthritis and things like that there too. So their ability to clean their teeth diminishes as they get older. So those are some of the things that our aging population faces. So yeah.
How about brushing? Like, would an electronic toothbrush be?
Yeah, certainly electronic toothbrush would help, but I don't think it'll improve your ability to keep your teeth clean, but it's a nice way to do it, certainly if you find yourself not able to keep your teeth as clean as possible.
Yes, and with some of your patients, can you tell us what are some of the issues that that are concerned for them as they age?
Sure. As I mentioned before, gum recession is a big thing amongst as we get older. You've heard of the expression "long in the tooth." That's where it that's where it comes from. And certainly the root surfaces of the teeth become exposed as we get older, and those certainly are a lot more susceptible to decaying. And one of the things that concerns me most about people that in their golden years.
What about our teeth get yellow or discolored? That's a concern?
Of course it's a concern, but I mean, that's such a natural process of aging. Our teeth do get darker over time, and it's just something that something we'll just have to accept and deal with. I mean, certainly there are things to do to keep your teeth whiter as you get older, but certainly your teeth darkening as they get older is a natural aging process.
And Dr. Wang, what would you recommend to keep your teeth whiter?
I mean, you can try bleaching your teeth, you can try baking soda, toothpaste, things like that. There's just a couple of things. There's also cosmetic procedures if color really becomes a concern for you, like veneers and crowns and things like that.
Is there a recommended toothpaste?
there is none. I mean, anything that you would get in the store is certainly recommended by the Canadian Dental Association, and any toothpaste is fine, as long as, in my opinion, as long as it has fluoride in it, anyone is fine, yes. Yeah.
And what about foods? Mm-hmm. Like, I know red wine and maybe blueberries can help, you know, color.
Oh, certainly. I mean, a little bit of red wine is good in anybody's diet there too, but, you know, you just be careful because, you know, those things, blueberries, red wines, coffees, curries, things like that there too, will tend to stain your teeth as well, you know, so if you don't mind coming in to get your teeth cleaned a little bit more often there, you can have at her and eat as much as you want there, so yeah.
And are there foods that keep your teeth whiter though?
Not necessarily. I mean, certainly, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that there too will, I wouldn't say keep your teeth whiter, but certainly are a good part of your diet.
Yes, and Dr. Wang, what would you recommend for people who want to have healthier teeth as we age? Like, see you once a year?
Well, certainly twice a year is recommended. And also, if you are missing teeth and to replace them, either with something permanent, something fixed, something removable, but certainly that'll actually help, you know, be able to function and keep you healthy that way.
And Dr. Wang, is also oral cancer a concern too?
Well, absolutely. I mean, cancer is one of those things that that can happen, as especially the incidence of cancer actually increases as we get older as well. In my particular practice, I have a machine called a Velscope, which is a little blue light to actually screen for cancers. And anybody that comes into my office for a routine checkup, I routinely use that light on them just to make sure that everything in their mouth is healthy.
Wonderful. And so the tips are see a dentist twice a year, brush your teeth, floss.
Absolutely.
And a night guard too.
If you have functional issues there, if you notice your teeth are getting shorter or wearing down, certainly a guard will certainly help protect your teeth as well. Sure. Yeah.
And if they shift right to like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And if people want more information, where can they go?
They can see me in my Burnaby office or reach me on the web, www.graystonedental.ca.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wang.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Dr. Mark Wang. I run a restorative, cosmetic, and implant dental practice in Burnaby, British Columbia. I have many different solutions for your oral health. Please visit me and my website at www.graystonedental.ca. Thank you.
As I do a lot of event photography in Calgary and Alberta and across the world, and that's how we met. And of course, conversation and time brought us to this moment. And the last 2 years specifically, we've been honing on my acting talents and of course our magazine and just telling our story and getting out there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So you're here in Vancouver.
Yes.
And I want to know about the magazine I'm here with.
It's a labor of love. It's something I did to really support the community in Calgary and Canada. And it just grew with people needing promotion, needing media. I started out as an actor, and it was really hard to get yourself out there, get media attention in any format. When you want to produce a project, you need to market it. And I have that kind of background, and I just, whenever I did a project, I saw the lack of media support in our community. So it's way better now, so I'm happy to report that. But I just created I'm Here With. A lot of the reporters that you'll notice when they say things, I'm here with Jordan Gooden. And I just love that tagline because the essence of what I do is I'm here with you on your journey of, yes, you know, hopefully till the end. I support a lot of the same people within the issues. There's been about 5 issues out, but for real, there's about 3 most professional ones, right? It started on a blog and now it's in Chapters Canada, and we put it within our city as well.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.